Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Bchairis, Perik Ches, Mishnah Tess. A Bchair Neutel Pishnayim, bin ich sie Av. The Bchair, the eldest son, gets double of the father's estate. Whatever his brothers get, he gets twice as much. But the Ein Neutel Pishnayim, bin ich sie Aim. That's only true from what he yarshins from his father's estate. The word estate means when a person passes away, the things that he owns before it's divided. So the Bchair gets double from his father's estate. He does not get double. Ve'ein anoitel pishnayim b'nichsei ya'eim from what he yarshins from his mother. And by the way, this makes no difference whether he's a Bchair to his father or a Bchair to his mother. All the brothers get an equal share when it comes to the Yerusha of their mother, so says the Rambam. How do we know this? Zaktabat Tanur, the Pasuk says, when the Torah tells us that the Bchair gets double, the Pasuk says, Reishis einoi loy. Mishpat ha-bechayra. The word loy is lashon zachar, lamed vav. The keva would be lamed hey, la. So it only goes on the father. The halachas of bechayra pertain to what one yarshins from his father, not what one yarshins from his mother. Vayter zakta mishnah, getting back to the father's estate, ve'ein anoitel pishnayim ba-shevach. He doesn't get double of the appreciation of the nechasim after the father passed away. In other words, let's say when the father passed away, his field was worth 1,000, so it's divided between him and his brothers. He gets double, and the brothers get a regular chel. But what if after the father passed away, before they divided it, the value of the field went up, and now it's worth 2,000? So he doesn't get double from that extra 1,000, only from what it was worth at the time that the father passed away. So normally shevach means a praise, but over here it means shevach, how it became better. However, this field became better after the father passed away, he doesn't get double of that. Vayter v'loy b'roy. The Bchair does not get pishnay of money that was owed to the father, that should have come to the father, but it wasn't in his father's reshus yet. Let's say the father yarshined from someone else. Or any way that there was money due to the father that wasn't there yet. That money that comes in after the father passed away is divided equally amongst the other brothers. The Bchair does not get his extra share from that part. Again, let's see the words of the Mishnah inside. V'loy b'roi, he doesn't get a double share of things that are due to come in, k'b'muchzik, the way he would get a double share for money that is in the father's possession that he has a chazaka on, or had a chazaka on at the time that he passed away. Vayter says in Mishnah, v'loy isha b'ksubasa, what's a ksuba? I'm sure if you've been by a chuppah, you've heard their mechabit so-and-so to read the ksuba. That ksuba is a very important document. Your husband and wife are not allowed to live together without a ksuba. In that ksuba, it's explained what the husband or his estate, the money of the husband, would have to give to the wife if he passes away or if there's a divorce. Now, this money that she's going to collect, it can only come from the estate at the time that the husband passed away. Let's say that estate doesn't have enough money to pay her ksuba. So she can't collect the money from, oh, but now after her husband passed away, it went up in value. No, she's not entitled to that. Now, generally, if someone owes me money, I am entitled to take from if it went up in value. But this is one of the coolest that we find by a ksuba, for reasons that Chazal instituted it this way. Vayter says the Mishnah, V'loy ha-bonos b'mzoynos seyen. Also, a man's daughters can't take from the shvach of their father's estate. When a person passes away, Rahman al-Islam, his young daughters, they have to be supported from his money until they get married. But they can collect this money only from what the value of the estate was at the time that the father passed away. Not from the amount that it got improved, that it appreciated afterwards. Vayter says the Mishnah, V'loy ha-yaveh, someone passes away without children. His brother is the yaveh. And his brother yarshins, besides for his own chelik, also the chelik of the brother who passed away. In other words, really a yaveim is very similar to a bchair. He gets a double chelik, his own chelik, again, plus the chelik of the brother that passed away, the brother whose wife is going to be miyave. But only what was there at the time that the father passed away. Any improvement that came later or money that came in later, that's equally divided amongst all the brothers. And now the Mishnah Chazar is over, the Kulan, in regard to everyone we mentioned over here, Ein Neutlin B'Shevach, remember, They won't take from improvements made to the estate after the father passed away, and they don't get their share from things that are set to come in, but lemaisa they didn't come in until after the father passed away. So what's the chiddush? The Mishnah doesn't stop repeat things. So when the Mishnah repeats, they don't get from the improvements. This is to teach us that I understand if the brothers, let's say, went onto the field and they started working on the field and they improved it, and now it's worth so much more. They took the father's house, they painted it, they redid the plumbing, it's worth so much more. So the Bechar doesn't get his double portion from what improved. But let's say improvements that happened on their own. The grain grew larger. Maybe these people should get their double share. That's like mamish, the father doing it. So we say, no. If the improvement came after the father passed away, these people don't get their double share. And what is the chiddush of Eloi Beroi Kibimuchzik? The chiddush is that, let's say an uncle passed away. Had no children. Totally unexpected. Oh, we didn't think this money was going to come in. It's a surprise. So that has to be divided amongst all the other brothers. But let's say the father's father passed away and he yarshened them. We knew that was coming. So the maisa didn't happen before the father passed away, but maybe that's already part of the father's estate. The b'char and everyone else should get pishnaim. No. If it wasn't in the father's hand, so to speak, when he passed away, then the b'char does not get double. So, chazing over our Mishnah, Periches Mishnah Tes, the b'char gets double b'nichsei ha'av. Whatever the shear comes out for each brother, the b'char, the firstborn, gets twice as much. However, that's only b'nichsei ha'av, not nechasim d'riyashin from the mother. He gets double of whatever the father had when he passed away. If there was an improvement, if the value went up, and like we learned later, it makes no difference if that improvement came because people worked on it or it came on its own. He doesn't get a double share of that. Also, money that came into the estate, even though it was owed to the father, even if it was expected to come in, but it wasn't in the father's possession at the time he passed away, the b'char does not get double from that. And the same is true for a woman collecting her ksuva, and the daughters who get mezainis from their father, and a yavim who gets a double share, his own share and his deceased brother's share, the brother that passed away's share. In regard to these people, we also say the double share is only from what was in the possession of the person at the time that they passed away, and only the value that it had at the time that he passed away. If the price went up afterwards, if there were improvements, or if more money came into the estate, for that, the b'char and the yavim divide equally, and the woman and the daughters cannot collect from that.